Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23. We'll look just a few minutes at Calvary this evening. I appreciate the Lord and His goodness. And boy, how good He's been to us. Amen. If you enjoyed that singing tonight, say amen.
Amen.
What a joy to be here. In Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23, verse 27, the Bible said, "There followed Him a great company of people, and of women which also bewailed and lamented Him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Sound like to me He knowed what the news would say this morning. Do you see where the mama rented her little 5-year-old youngin' out to the man in North Carolina this morning? Can you imagine we live in that day and era when a mama would take a youngin', 5-year-old child, and rent her out to a heathen for an hour? And Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck." I prayed over 2 babies in the altar a while ago. And you know something? I got to thinking, if the Lord tarries His coming, what will them babies face? You listen to me at Liberty Baptist Church this evening. It is worth keeping a place where our babies can hear the old, old story. It's worth it all tonight. He said, "They shall begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" There were also 2 other malefactors led with Him to be put to death. When they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them." What a statement. "For they know not what they do." Thank you for standing this evening. I'd love to preach on the Master's cross just a little while. And I'd like to share with the church tonight a few things about the place of Calvary. In verse 33, we use this term a lot, Calvary, but I don't know if it really sinks in on us to what really this place of Calvary really was. Matter of fact, we've become Calvary hardened. But I'll remind you tonight, honey, if it was not no Calvary, there would not be no going to heaven. If it was no Calvary, there'd be no Holy Ghost tonight. Thank God for Calvary. Well, shout over Calvary. We ought to thank God that the Lamb of God hung and died for our sins. Thank the Lord for Calvary. There's a place of Calvary. It is a called place. A lot of people know about it. But I want to say it's a cruel place. The movie commentators did not do Calvary justice. Oh, honey, it is a cruel place tonight. But I am convinced that this place of Calvary, it was Christ's place. It was not your place nor my place. We should have been there. But our blood was tainted blood. And therefore, we could not shed our blood for the sins of the people. You'll notice that Moses couldn't get on that cross. You'll notice the psalmist David couldn't get up. Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, none of these men could get on the cross because it was Christ's place at Calvary. It's amazing to me, before even the mud seals of this old world was formed, friend, God had a Calvary. God determined to send His Son for the likes of me and you. That's amazing to me that God would die for something like me. I could see Him dying for some of you, but friend, the likes of me, I'm amazed tonight at Calvary. The place of Calvary. Then in verse 33, you'll notice the person of Calvary. And this person has a name, and it is a name above all names this evening. My goodness, he said this, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. The name of Calvary. I like when Peter was writing, he said, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, and by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him do this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He was the God-man. And oh, we see this person at Calvary. We see his name, but then we see his nature. The Bible said that he was in the midst between two thieves. I read something the other evening. Isn't it amazing how Christ comes and gets in the midst of his people? In Revelation chapter number 5, you'll find him in the midst of the throne. And there he's recognized because he stands as the wounded lamb. When we get to heaven, we'll not have to wonder where Christ is. Because he still bears the wounds of Calvary. My Lord, what kind of shame and disgrace that this man Jesus took for the lack of me and you. And honey, let me tell you something. When you gather around your turkey this week, you ought to bow your head and say, dear God, not only thank you for this food, but thank you for Calvary. Amen. When we meet under a Christmas tree on Christmas morning, honey, it ain't about a man in a pot belly and a big white beard. It's about one that hung on Calvary. It's all about Calvary tonight. Thank God for Calvary. Oh, the name of the person and the nature. He's right in the midst. You ought to thank God. He's right in the midst of everything this evening. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together, there he would be in the midst of them. Ain't it amazing? Just two or three gathered together and somebody good as him would show up. And I want to tell you folks tonight, he loves to be praised. And he deserves to be praised. A lot of people ain't wanting to praise him. A lot of people's not wanting to worship him. They know nothing about it. But thank God. It's purposed in my heart tonight, Liberty Baptist Church, to lead you in worship toward Calvary. Oh, my Lord, this person, his name, his nature. But then I think about the nails, how they nailed him to a tree. There's never been a death like that. This thing of the Master's cross, we see his place in his person, but I want to look tonight in verse 34, and I want you to look at the pardon at Calvary. Jesus said a lot of things, but he never said this at any place but Calvary. And this is what he said. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What a statement. How many times have we done things that we didn't even realize what we was doing? And Jesus died for our stead. When we had no idea how he was crucifying the Lamb of Glory, he died in our place in spite of ourselves. Oh, this pardon, I want to say that it came by Christ. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And it came by a cross. Nowhere else was this ever said, Father, forgive them. It could not come by the Sea of Galilee. It could not come by going down one of the narrow Jerusalem roads. But my friend, it could only come from this place tonight. And that's at Calvary. And you'll never experience pardon till you've been to Calvary. You know something? We ought to appreciate this pardon when he said, Father, forgive them. Because we had the sentence of death and the law on us. Honey, we was headed to the devil's hell. The devil had the key to the whole place. One blink, we could have been in there tonight. But Jesus got on the cross and he said, I'm going to die to pardon you. And you know something? You ought to thank God that he didn't give us justice But He give us mercy. And He give us grace. Wouldn't that be amazing if we were sentenced to death? We're sitting in an electric chair. They strapped us in. They're fixing to hit the switch, and all of a sudden a man steps and said, "Hold, you've been pardoned." I wonder how you'd shout when you got back to church. I wonder what you'd do if you really seen that you was in that terrible place and Jesus said, "No, pardon." Don't never tell me not to shout about Jesus. Don't never tell me don't get excited on a Wednesday night. We need to go home. Honey, this is amazing. This pardon. What's Jesus done for you? Oh, we see this pardon at Calvary. Father, forgive them. Came by Christ, came by cross, and it came by compassion. The law says guilty, but Calvary says grace. Aren't you glad you're saved by grace tonight? Boy, ain't you glad you're not a working to try to make it into heaven? Ain't you glad you're washed in the blood of the Lamb? Ain't you glad your name's written down in the Lamb's book of life? Ain't you glad you can pillar your head tonight and know that you know that you know that you say that your sins is gone all because of Calvary? Thank God for Calvary tonight. Thank God. Some of you can't shout about Calvary, but honey, I'm so grateful for Calvary tonight. Thank God for Calvary. Thank you, Lord, you took my sins at Calvary. Ain't no doubt in my mind this is one of the best churches in the country. Ain't no doubt in my mind some of the best people in this country. But honey, this church can't save you. These people can't save you. The Baptists can't save you. But blood of Calvary can wash you clean tonight. Thank God for the pardon at Calvary. We must never forget Calvary. And it's pardon. We think we've had a bad day, and a lot of us have. I wonder what kind of day Jesus had this day. I heard Brother Doug Bearden preach one of the best messages out of his pulpit one night that's ever come out of it. On the scourging at Calvary. I've never heard anything that broke my heart anymore. To think that they led him and they bent him over a whipping post. And they whipped him till he was unrecognizable. Just to keep me out of hell. That's amazing to me. And somebody won't take his name in vain. It sort of gets me red in the face. We ought to love our Lord tonight. And bless Him for what He's done for us. There was a pardon at Calvary. But then I notice in verse 39, there's a principle there at Calvary. Have you ever noticed this in your Bible? He said one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answered and rebuked Him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." There's a principle here. This principle, I seen it. I seen it in my study one day. I'll never forget it. The cross. You ought to thank God, you that are saved tonight, because a cross was laid on you in your life. You ought to thank God that you got caught up with what you was doing. Because this cross, there's a principle here. This cross will either take you to God or to drive you from God. Ain't it amazing when some people get caught? They don't want nothing to do with God. And some people, it runs them to God. Honey, some of you are saved tonight. I'm saved because I got caught up with. And I'll guarantee you this thief would have never got saved unless this cross got put in his eye. You ought to thank God. Crosses make us think about where we headed. Crosses make us think about what we're doing. I want to ask you something. Do you really think you're going to live forever, not die and go to a devil's hell because you ain't saved? You think that you got a privilege over anybody else? The Bible said you must be born again by the grace of God. I don't care what you've done, what you've given, who you know. Honey, your sins have got to be gone tonight. And they can only be gone by bloody Calvary. There's a principle there. Isn't it amazing when hard times come to somebody? I mean, great devastation comes. It pushes them away. Honey, crosses are designed to bring us to the cross of Calvary tonight. One said, "Don't you realize that we're getting exactly what we needed?" The other one was a smart aleck, going to hell, a smart aleck. If you be Christ, come down off the cross. Honey, I got news for you. He could have done more than that. He could have popped his fingers and put him in hell and let him weep and gnash the teeth right in front of the whole crowd and opened it up and let everybody look at it if he wanted to. There's the principle. This principle is, and this cross was applied, it brought one to Christ and it took one away. You know, the Bible says something about that in the book of Job, chapter 14. It said, there's hope of a tree if it be cut down. Boy, you ought to thank the Lord that you got cut down. Some of you were so big in pride, thought you was invincible, bulletproof, but you got cut down. You ought to thank the Lord for that. You know what? I'm going to pray some of you that ain't got saved gets cut down. Because there's hope for you if it be cut down. There is a principle there. And then now, watch this, verse 42, there's a prayer there. So the Bible said, and he said unto Jesus, the best thing he ever said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, Lord, remember me. I want to say it was an earnest prayer. And I want to say it was in a sexual prayer. Look what Jesus said. And Jesus, underline this in your Bible. Jesus said unto him, not them, verily or surely I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. It was an earnest prayer. It was an effectual prayer, but honey, it was an eternal prayer. Today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Can I tell you, today is the day of salvation. I believe with all my heart, a lot of people just hiding in church membership. I don't say this to mean to be ugly, but you listen to me. If the God of this Bible don't never come out of you, he ain't in you. And the kind of services we have at this church, and if you don't worship, if you don't respond to the Holy Ghost, I'd be wondering if the Holy Ghost live in me. You may just have an old case of religion. And you know what? The devil will let you go to hell riding a church pew. The devil will fill you with pride. Can I say this tonight? So what you've joined this church and you're still lost? So what? Come get saved. God probably had you here just to get you under the truth of the Word of God to get you saved. So what, you've joined the church? So what, you've been baptized? Do you know you're saved? That's what matters. There's a principle. There's a prayer. Oh my, it's an effectual prayer. It is an earnest prayer, and it is an eternal prayer. And then I love the promise in verse 43. This is what he said. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. There was three robbers on the cross that day. You said, "Preach, I thought it's only two." No, oh, no, 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 no. There was three robbers on that cross. There was a railing robber. He said, if you really be Christ, if you really be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Then there was a repentant robber that day. He said, Lord, remember me. Ain't you glad you've got that day in your life when you come to Christ, ever how you did? and said it's three. There's a railing robber. There was a repenting robber. There was a redeeming robber. You ought to thank God Jesus robbed hell and got you out of it. You ought to thank God tonight. I mean, a lot of times we come in and we forget about what He's done. I was telling Brother David this week, it's amazing to me the way God starts saving and just comes in waves. And I don't know when this wave is be done, but I can say this, it's probably up to you. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The Holy Ghost dealing with your heart, it'd be a great night to get saved. I want to ask you young kids something. You think you can't die and go to hell? You think you can't die tomorrow? You think you can't get killed in a car wreck on the way home here? And you're going to lift your eyes in hell? What you going to do then? You think just because mom and daddy saved and raised you good going to get you to heaven? It ain't getting you to heaven. Honey, just because your husband's saved, that ain't got nothing to do with you. You better know you're saved tonight. I can tell you this, you ain't got to worry about it if you'd come to Christ by faith. There's nothing, I told Brother Reuben today, there's nothing like being saved. Nothing like being saved. Let me share if you'd come for me tonight. Just play me something. If you would, I'd be grateful. I just couldn't leave here without running through this about Calvary this evening. I want to ask you something. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be ugly. But I want to tell you something. It's no use walking around this world lost when what Christ has done for us is wrote in this Bible. He died for you and He died for me. And I thank God for that tonight. You may be here and you've got a special...